consistently attract soulmate clients, begin showing up on brand, monetizing on your calling. Welcome all spiritual coaches, leaders, healers, light workers, and practitioners to a show that turns you on in your business and amplifies your magnetism. I'm host, catalyst, and spiritual business coach Rosalind Fung, and I'm here to journey with you into the juicy and help you discover where the real gaps are. Ignite your mindset and soul with strategies and systems as each episode takes you to the sweet spot that activates your soulgasmic business. Enjoy this light language activation as we begin to magnetize and monetize. Hello, my loves. Welcome, welcome to another incredible episode. We are going to dive in deeper in this episode for you. This is particularly for you if you're struggling with feeling anger, frustration. I mean, come on, who does it, right? And you're recognizing like, okay, I've been trying to move through this. I've been doing all the things. What am I missing? This is for you if you've been hearing or you're, you know, like, okay, I know this. I keep hearing about this self-forgiveness thing, but I don't actually know how to do that. And I need to dive in deeper with that. This is for you if you want to move into coming home to yourself on a deeper level. And I always believe there is always another level. This is why you guys know I make it no secret that I keep doing the inner and spiritual work. It's so deeply important, especially as healers, as coaches, as practitioners. It allows us to expand our own capacity to hold space for others. So I'm very excited about diving deep into this episode with my special guest. Now, before we go there, I want to check in with you. We are nearing the end of 2022. And how has it been going with your business? Did you hit your goals that you've been really moving into manifesting? Have you made progress? I certainly hope you have. And have you already started thinking about 2023? I'd love to invite you, if you're a spiritual or life coach who's ready to explode your visibility more boldly and unapologetically, and really sell your transformation, your magic, with so much fun and with so much soul. So I do have a free masterclass. It's in the show notes, called How to Unapologetically and Boldly Market Your Coaching Business and Attract Your Full Body Yes Clients. So go ahead and grab that in the links in the show notes. All right, my loves, let's move into our episode here. I'm so excited about Marla, introducing you to Dr. Marla Goldberg. She is a master metaphysician trained in over 30 healing techniques. Okay, she's really magical. And you guys all know I love SRT, spiritual response technique, past life regression, space clearing, so important, and intuitive guidance, to name just a few of her offerings. She also does soul retrievals as well. I know that I get some requests for that, and now you have another resource. So in addition, Marla is a creator and host of Guided Spirit Conversations podcast, which I have been honored to be a guest on. So we'll definitely link that in the show notes as well. And she is the best-selling author of the powerful book, get this, I love this title, My Fucking Long Journey to Loving Myself, A Guide to a Shorter Path. Yes, please. I know that Marla's going to be dropping some of those wisdom bombs in here. Marla works with her clients in removing blocks, programs, and interferences that have kept them from living the life they're divinely meant to live. Hi, welcome, Marla. I'm so happy that you're here.
I'm so happy to be here, Rosalind. Thank you so much. Oh, we had so much fun on my show. I expect we're going to have the same on yours.
Absolutely. So I'd love for you to share your journey with us and how you got to be who you are. Of course, the highlights, the Coles notes, and because I know that you dive in deeper in your book, and just really like what inspired you to be doing what you do today.
You know, it was an interesting thing. My journey was like many, dysfunctional background, you know, family life, etc. Not having a lot of guidance, so I lived life by seeing my pants, by observing, and just doing what I felt was the right way to behave. Say making the same mistakes over and over again, right? And expecting different results, the definition of insanity. But the results were always the same. And the reason being is that I didn't know about healing. I didn't know about shifting my frequency, because as we know today, frequency matches frequency. So when you're down in the weeds and you are just living a life with the same results that you don't want, that don't serve you, that's what you're going to keep bringing to you until you start to heal. And then your frequency starts to raise up. Then you start bringing to yourself, you know, what the feeling of the law of attraction is, right? Frequency meets frequency. So as you raise it, better things will come to you, and better things will come to you, and better things will come to you. And I was in a horrible marriage. You know, I'm now in this marriage, and he was an abusive alcoholic. And I was like a deer in headlights. I had hit my lowest ebb. I had enough, but I didn't know what to do. And I went to a woman's conference, and she was talking about how to heal yourself. Mm-hmm. And I ended up going to her 3-year mystery school and learning 14 healing modalities.
Wow. And what year was this about? Or
how long 2003 to 2006. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, what was great is that her philosophy, which is a philosophy I feel, I know I take it into account, but that most healers should do, or all humans should do, you have to clean out your own closet before you can help anyone clean your
out. Can I just repeat that? Because I feel like that's so deeply important. In a previous episode, I was really, really like sharing, this is why I'm obsessed with doing my own inner work and the shadow work, because really we cannot help others in the transformation if we haven't embodied it ourselves. And so that is one of my pet peeves, Marla, is I can't stand it when people are selling some kind of transformation, but they haven't had the results for it themselves. And right. I just feel like that's not authentic, that's fake. So I love what you're sharing about, do that work. We have to clean up our own closet first before we can serve in that area.
And the other part of that piece, Rosalind, is the fact that we can't be clear vessels if our vessels are dirty.
Yeah.
If we're a dirty vessel, we can't give clean, clear, pure, accurate information.
Mic drop. We're just beginning.
We're just beginning. How many mic drops in one show? But so anyway, I just figured I would do the work for myself, my family, and friends. And I just kept learning more modalities. Things kept coming in front of me to learn more. And it's like, oh, that's interesting. That's interesting. And before I knew it, you know, I had started a bakery, closed the bakery. I married my second husband, and we were traveling. And not realizing that spirit kept giving me, you know, like blocking businesses, because I wanted spirit, the he, she, it, however you want to refer it, wanted me to work, you know, go down my path and be of service, in service. And I was like, no, I just want to live my little life and just be. Well, one time I was traveling with my husband, and I don't know what time, it was early in the morning, it had to be like 5 or 6 in the morning, and I was sound asleep, and this huge booming voice was screaming at me, telling me to start a practice, that I needed to start helping people, and that I needed to get moving. And I was just like, I woke up and I was in utter shock. Like I thought it was my husband, but it wasn't my husband's voice. And I looked over and he's sound asleep. And it's like, okay, who said that? Who, you know, what's going on? And I told my husband about what happened, and we had a conversation. He goes, well, maybe you need to start the practice. So I started very part-time. You know,
just— okay, well, hold on. Can I slow this down a little bit? Because I imagine our audience, there are people in our audience who are saying, oh my gosh, I keep hearing that voice too, or I keep feeling it. You know, we all receive information differently. Yes. So sometimes people keep hearing it, but do nothing about it. And what I'd love for you to share is, how did you take the courage to listen to that voice and take aligned action?
So here's what I feel. I feel that that voice, and this is how spirit works in my world. This is how I'll explain it. Spirit is really a whisper. You know, it will whisper in your ear. If you don't listen to it, it'll give you some other kind of spiritual kick. It'll whisper in your ear. If you don't listen to it, it'll give you another spiritual kick, and it'll be louder.
Or and not as pleasant, usually.
Not pleasant. Not pleasant at all. And it could be very expensive, like what happened with me. But...
oh my God, please share that story.
But the point being is that if you're hearing something, you have to trust, and it's not in your purview in that moment, you have to trust it's something bigger that's inside of you, because spirit is never outside of you. Spirit is always inside of you. So you have to understand that's a part of you talking to you.
That's our I am-ness.
It is. Definitely your I am-ness. And so it's so if you're hearing things, if things start collapsing, it's collapsing for a reason, because if things are keep collapsing in front of you, it's spirit trying to get your attention, saying, try a different road, try a different path. This isn't working for you. Try something else. And when you listen, and hopefully people will listen sooner than I did, with many less spiritual kicks than I
have. This is your sign, my loves. Yeah. This is our sign.
Take it. And here's the thing. Spirit never guides you wrong. When you're in getting pure information, it's always positive. It's always guidance with love. It's never name calling. It's never putting you down. You'll never hear you're stupid, you're dumb, you're lazy. That is never spirit. Because people always say, but I hear this. That's your ego. That's your negative self-talk. Those are the binds that hold you back in life. So when you hear it might come up as like an idea, like, oh, maybe you should take this class. No, it doesn't interest me, or I don't believe in that stuff. It's telling you to pay attention. That's why these messages come through. It's not because they don't have anything better to do than to try to impart, you know, some information, wisdom, or guidance to you. You know, spirits are very busy. People call on them all day long. I know I call on them. So.
What are some signs that have happened for you when you weren't listening? Can we go to those stories?
Sure. Oh, God. I mean, I would get a feeling, you know, red flag, don't do this. You know, like, and of course, I would ration to myself. I would, because we can justify anything to ourselves, right?
Yeah.
We're the best justifiers. And I would justify whatever it is I do. And I take the action, and of course, I'd fall on my face. Mm-hmm. And then something else will come up. You know, I would heal from that. And I'd beg, please help me. And all of a sudden, something else came up, and then I'd make another stupid, and I'll call my mistakes, because they didn't serve me. And I could have saved myself so much aggravation and pain and heartache if I would have listened when the signs came, you know, and of changing my MO. That was a big one, changing my MO in relationship with others. You know, it wasn't always my way. I started being a lot more pliable than I used to be. I used to live in such a fear-based place that I was always on the defensive. And when you're on the defensive, or you're feeling, you know, lack of self-esteem or self-worth, you try to control everything, because everything seems to be so out of control outside your life that you try to control with all your might so that you can have some semblance of peace or whatever it is you need in that moment.
Yeah. So what I'm really hearing is signs of that we're not listening is even though we somehow feel something, we keep putting it off. We're trying to control whatever is happening. And it actually feels more like, holy moly, my life is unraveling and I feel like I don't have control. The more, we'll say lack of control we feel, the more we want to try to control. And that would be also a sign. This is a sign to let, like, learn to surrender and let go.
It is true, because what is control? It's on, my analogy is, it's like if someone's trying to put water in their hand, but they're trying to grab it like this,
yeah,
you're not going to get anything but a wet hand. You're not going to accumulate anything. Mm-hmm. When you surrender, you know, your grasp, your hand will naturally go into sort of a cup shape. That's when you will receive and your cup will start filling.
Oh, Marla, I just love your analogies. It's just such a great visualization, and it's the truth. It's like that is what actually happens, and we get to relax more into the beginnings of self-trust. And I like really believe everything is about trusting ourselves. And as we trust ourselves more and more, that means we're all trusting our intuition.
Well, and it's also trusting that they've got you. You know, you work in unison, right? Yes, you trust yourself. But, you know, it's something that somebody showed me once, like if you visualize two hands, just invisible hands right behind your back, and you know that thing where you, the trust exercise where you like fall back?
Yes.
And watch you? Mm-hmm. Those are invisible hands, just there waiting to catch you. And you have to understand that they are doing this for you. They're not going to let you fall unless you need to learn a lesson. And that is sometimes we fall because there's something we haven't learned yet.
That's right. In because I'm a shamanic practitioner, we talk about how failure, defeat, things like rejection, those are all one of the great teachers for us, right? And when we allow ourselves to really explore our relationship with each of these themes, we really receive those lessons.
We do. Mm-hmm. And here's how I look at it. I don't look at it just those issues, but I look at everything, positive and negative, has a lesson, opportunity, gift, or a combination of. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, you can learn about things when your things are going well. So what am I learning when things are joyful? Well, that you have joy in your heart. You can have joy in your heart. You can feel love. Mm-hmm. You can feel peace and tranquility. Because when you're on that other side, the duality of it, with all the challenges and those attributes you just mentioned, you know, that's the other side. And you learn from that as well.
Absolutely. And you know, what came through was, as you were speaking about joy, I find that there's quite a few people who are not mindful about that too. Like when we feel joy, like mm-hmm. let yourself embody and tap in and just say, this gets to be my normal. This gets to be expanded. And I get to feel this expansive all the time. And I think that sometimes what happens is we just, you know, we sort of go through these feelings. And it's like, oh yeah, you know, that was related to that. But like, we almost like compartmentalize it. And like we take things more personal when it comes to the quote unquote negative, and I'm going to say healthy emotions, right? It takes us out. So I think it's really important to also expand the positives so that we can create that energetic foundation within ourselves and thus outside of ourselves.
I agree. And it's a journey. It doesn't always feel good. It shows up for a reason.
Messy.
I mean, you have to really want to know change to have change, because sometimes things come in front of you and it's like, oh my God, I don't want to see that. But you need to see it, because until you see it, and the analogy I use, it's like, well, alcohol, if you have an addiction of any sort, and I use Alcoholics Anonymous, but because people go up and they say, I'm an alcoholic. Why? Why do they say that? It's not to shame or blame or berate themselves. It's because until they take responsibility and ownership for what they are or what their challenge is, they can't do anything about healing it, about fixing it.
It's like owning that. Yeah.
And that goes with all of us.
Yeah. So then please share a little bit more about, I want to come back to your story. You started your business. How did you start that? What was it, more in person? Like, share a little bit about what that looked like.
So back in the day when I started my practice, there was no COVID. Nobody knew what COVID was.
Yeah. How long were we talking about, Marla?
Everything was it was 2014 when I started. And what I did is I was working, trying to become a realtor. But I never liked real estate. But I don't know. It was like, what do I do? You know, I felt like that. You know, who am I? Where am I? What do I do? Where do I go?
So those are like ascension signs too. Like, if you don't know, I just recently went through that. I'm like, who am I? What's going on? But it's good because it means we're like shedding more ego.
Exactly. So I belonged to a networking group. And so I said, okay, let me try this. It was SRT. I love SRT. And so I just have to tell a little side story. SRT turned my divorce around, the outcome of my divorce around. It was so powerful. And I was working with this practitioner. And when I was going through my divorce for almost, it was over 2 years at this point, and everything kept going his way. The judge was friends with the named lawyer in his law firm, you know, the law firm he was working with. So for 2 years, he kept siding with that side. And even though, you know, I felt at the time like the victim in the relationship, it went that way. I started working with SRT. I really wasn't a victim. I don't know what other word to use, but I started working with SRT, and all of a sudden the judge started ruling for me, ruling in my favor. And we were going to go to trial. So there's a bench, bench trial is what it's called. And the judge said she should have blah, 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 blah. And he lists this whole list, and his lawyer's face dropped, went white, like, because he would never do that before, right? And so we went to the first trial at mistrial. We were about to start the second, and my attorney, who also is highly intuitive, said, let's do a Hail Mary. Let's see if they'll settle. At the end of the day, I got 95% of what the bench judge said I should have. Now, do I feel that would have been that way if I didn't use SRT? Absolutely not.
Because I know the power of SRT too. It's so potent. It really shifted my own shit around, especially like karmic stuff, because I'm sure you had a past life with your ex. And it's so potent that I was just telling Marla before the show, I actually have my own SRT therapist for my clients in Soul Ascension Business Academy. So that's how powerful I also believe in SRT. But for those people who don't really know what it is, can you share, Marla, a little bit about spiritual response? It's either technique or therapy, right? There's two different ways to say it.
Right. So spiritual response therapy, or SRT, is a modality that was actually downloaded to Robert Detzler, who used to be, and I know I'm not going to get this story right, but he used to be in a powerful position in Utah. And I think it was with the Mormons, if I'm remembering correctly. Anyway, somebody showed him about dowsing, and he started getting this information, and he started using it within the church. Mm. And as years went on, he kept creating it, and then he helped so many people with this process. He started teaching it, and then there was a thing of the ways, and he ended up starting his school to do this. Now, what it is a modality or technique which clears your blocks, programs, interferences, imprints, implants, both on your Akashic records of past life and this life. And the beauty of it is if you clear a past life, it threads into this life. And if you clear a present life, it threads into the past life. But for both, this is what I call the bonus round. It threads into the future. So all this stuff just stops as soon as it's healed. You don't have to deal with that specific program moving forward.
It is so potent. It is so potent. And I love the way you can literally feel the clearing even on Zoom. It's just crazy powerful.
Just clearing somebody's extra souls. I don't know if your practitioner does it every time she starts. But when you're starting and you're prepping to work, you see if there's any extra souls
yes.
with catch for various reasons. I don't know if we have that much time to talk about that, but
just this is your show, so if you feel called to share it, that's coming through. Go ahead, love.
But just that alone will make you feel lighter. You'll feel like there's a breeze coming over you, and yes, you'll almost feel lightheaded from the weight being lifted energetically from all of this.
Yes.
Look, I have no better way of saying it.
That's what I experience, is like this. It's like this energy that moves. I almost feel like a deeper grounding first for me. And then it's like a energy swirling mostly like around me, but I really feel it in my heart space.
Like a vortex, like a clearing vortex.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. Yeah. And it's different than how, like you're accessing the Akashic records, but it's very different than how I would access Akashic records. It's really based on a chart system. Like, it's really cool. I think it's so fascinating to hear about the stories of your past lives that come up. And just like, you know, for me, it was like with a twin flame relationship, and I'm like, tell it me more about like this. And it was just fascinating.
And the cool thing is that people, we reincarnate with soul groups.
Yeah.
It's like the way dogs, you know, reincarnate with their soul group, because we're individual souls. And then we reincarnate with other individual souls in our soul family and our group. Where dogs, it's just one big, or animals, big collective soul group.
Yes.
So I just needed to explain the difference between the two. Mm. But we, a lot of times you'll go in the past and you'll go, that sounds like my Aunt Irma or my brother George, whomever it is. And that's because it probably was. And I call it Greek theater, right? Our soul is the being, and then we, our bodies are the costumes we change and the roles we change from lifetime to lifetime. And so people, you know, it's not unusual to have 5, 10 past lives with people or more.
Yeah.
And you clear what goes on, because look, at in every incarnation, we've been the victim, we've been the persecutor, we've been the crone, we've been the, you know, the elder. We've been everything. And
the killer, like some of them are really like shadowy stuff.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, because it's not, you're not always the victim. You're not always the one hurt. Sometimes you're the person who hurts another. Mm-hmm. And it just is really powerful for clearing this off. Anyway, you can tell my passion. I absolutely love SRT. Okay.
I'm right there with you, sister. Like, I love SRT. I think it's really potent. So tell us a little bit more about, we're going to go back to the topic of self-love and just, you know, where could people start with regards to, all right, you know, like when we're thinking about your clients, what are often some, we'll say like, trigger buttons for them to be like reaching out to you and be like, this is my big thing I need cleared or I need to work through. Help, Marla.
So it's my career isn't, I have no trajectory in career. I have no trajectory in my life. I keep bringing the same, you know, cruddy relationships to me, the same situations to me. This, why is this happening this way? Because they're the ones who are doing all the negative stuff. And yet I'm the one who's, like I was talking about my divorce, those 2 years, it was awesome. And people come to me when they're just having issues, you know, or, you know, they're at a crossroads in their life and they need guidance, or they want to go into their past and find out, you know, through past life regression. And I tell people, please don't come as a curiosity, because this is a healing modality.
That's actually really a great differentiation. So like, this isn't just for entertainment purposes, this is for healing. So if you want to, which I think what we'll do is we'll go into commercial, and then when we come back, I'd love to dive in a little bit deeper about what exactly is past life regression, and really explore that.
Om Times TV. Imagine becoming a super influencer. Reinvent yourself, invest in your brand, and then manifest your success with a robust spheric approach. OM Times Media and Broadcasting offers a unique and multifaceted way to become the spiritual and conscious influencer you deserve to be by putting your message across our powerful platform with its proven record of integrity and excellence. Through our produced shows, OM Times offers the opportunity to become a social media TV personality, a radio show host, an OM Times magazine columnist, and a syndicated podcaster, all in one shot. By live streaming your show on OM Times TV and broadcasting it across the extensive OM Times radio and TV networks, you become more than a host. You become an ambassador and a force for positive change. OM Times. Open yourself to the possibilities.
Are you feeling maxed out working one-on-one with clients and you're deeply desiring to scale your business for more time freedom without sacrificing your income, but rather expanding it? Many of my clients who are light workers, healers, practitioners, and even coaches, they're often multi-modality, are coming to me because they are sick and tired of working with clients on a one-off session model where the clients are coming in on as-need basis. Or if they're selling packages, they are selling them in the sense of buy five, get one free, or the greater the number of sessions, the greater the discount. The problem with this is it's still a dollar for hours business model. And so that leaves the practitioner feeling really exhausted and overwhelmed from having to put so much time, effort, and energy in finding new clients that they're not operating in their most elevated self with their current clients. And so if this is you, I would love to share with you that it's time to elevate your business and scale it to sell high ticket one-on-one programs or even group programs. This will allow you to have more deeper impacts because you're raising your clients' results, you're scaling your business, and you're having that time freedom you deeply are yearning for. If this is resonating with you, love, I'd love to invite you to come on a soul business alignment call with me so that you can stop feeling like you're on this roller coaster ride and start to feel safe and stable and even having fun in your business and your finances. Please go to electrifymybusiness.com to apply and we'll hop on a call. I can't wait to connect.
If I could be you, you could be me for just 1 hour. If we could find a way to get inside each other's minds. Walk a mile in my shoes. Walk a mile in my shoes. Well, before you abuse, criticize, and accuse, walk a mile in my shoes.
All right, welcome back, loves. So we're gonna dive in deeper into what exactly is past life regression, how does it benefit you? And I have to say my apologies, for some reason, I thought that Marla did soul retrieval, so maybe I'll channel that, maybe that's something you'll like offer in the future. But please share with us exactly what past life regressions are.
So in past life regression, I take you on a light trance and bring you back to a time, a place, and the person you were in a situation that usually parallels somewhere, a situation that's troubling you in your current life. Mm. Could be a relationship with your partner, your mother. Maybe it's just plain old depression or anxiety, whatever it might be. But we take you back to find out what was going on in that lifetime. And then we heal it before we bring you back into the present moment again. So it's just this amazing journey where you go back and you start, you see who you were. And then we take you to another area and you describe what's going on with you. And it's very creative. And if people say, oh, I don't visualize things, you will. I mean, whether you see it like clairvoyance or you just know, however it happens for you, it's correct. There's no right or wrong with it. And then you were going to have a question?
I was just going to ask then, what's the benefits of going into our past life regression?
Well, so when you go, you see really what, another lifetime that has the same issues that this one is. Again, it's like SRT. You heal the past, it heals the present.
Yeah, beautiful. Now,
the part about healing in the present, where I just have a caveat, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Is that once you're done with it, you have to let it go. You can't go into this past life, get this healing, and then come out of it and go, well, I still hate her, you know, or him, or whatever the situation is. It's sort of counter or, you know, productive to what we've just spent time doing.
So basically, don't waste your money if you're not going to be open to shifting things in your past life. Yeah.
Well, okay. That's the thing about working in, and as healers, everybody out there knows. As healers, when you work with somebody, it's not us doing something magic. I mean, we have our own magic, but everything is a collaboration. Because if your clients aren't coming open and receptive, and they really want the change more than a curiosity or more than the expectation that you're going to do it for them, then their things aren't going to change. And then they're going to, you know, Yelp you and saying you didn't do your job when you did a great job doing your job.
And yeah, I talk about that on my show too, about they will say, like, quote unquote, nightmare clients. They're the people who are not coachable, who do not look at themselves, who choose consciously or unconsciously, usually unconsciously, because they're not doing the inner work, to be in victim consciousness. Right. It absolutely takes two to tangle into the alchemy of that. We can only show up and do our job, but it's up to them to take that and like let themselves be open to looking at what comes up. Yeah. That's not always easy. What we
talked about earlier is responsibility. You have to take responsibility and ownership that you're in your situation for a reason. And it's not to treat you badly. It's not to abuse you. You're there so you can see that you're there so you can take the steps to heal yourself.
That's right. Yeah. And I would say that's the most important concept. In fact, my third episode of my show is literally the most important. It's called The Most Important Concepts You'll Ever Need to Know, which is understanding victim consciousness versus personal responsibility consciousness and the three different levels of it. Like, it changed my life as soon as I moved, when I learned this, and I'm like, holy shit, there are areas where I'm like showing up as a victim. And you know, sometimes it's like you catch yourself, like if we're attracting that energy, then it's about, okay, where in my life am I attracting, am I being a victim? Because I'm still attracting it in my life, right? So in fact, I wrote a chapter in the Blue Talk series about this, because it freed me when I realize it. And usually where the situation is not where you're being a victim. It's like somewhere else.
It's so true. And it's so true. And the whole victimization thing, you know, it's a cop out. I hate to put it that way. Being a victim is a cop out, because you have to look at, why am I in this situation? And I know I say this all the time. And then take ownership for your participation, because truly, even though you're abused, so I said I was in an abusive marriage, and though it's very easy for me to say he abused me, but what was it about me that brought him back into my life? Because I dated him when I was 18, that brought him into my life and had me feel like there's something I could do. I had the choice, and we all have choices, and you know, I had the choice to not be in this relationship. I mean, I saw the red flags. I just felt so bad for the children, because there was neglect involved and a lot of stuff. And I'm like, the savior came in and saying, oh, I can take care of this. But then I put myself in a situation to be abused. Mm-hmm. I chose to get into that relationship to help the children. And so, you know, I now have to own that I made that conscious choice to do it. And as abusive as it was, I'm not a victim because I chose to be there to begin with.
That's right. And that is what you're talking about, because I know some of the audience is like, how can you, like, it'll seem like it's blaming yourself, but no, this is actually the highest level of responsibility, which is the spiritual. Like, we chose when we're born, we chose our parents, we choose when we die, like on a spiritual soul contract, radical spiritual responsibility level. That's what this is. And Marla is coming from that place.
Absolutely. And we do. And look, at I talk about the power of choice and how powerful our choices are. Mm-hmm. We make as adults over 33,000 choices a day, consciously, yes, unconsciously, and subconsciously. A lot of them are autopilot. We don't consciously say, okay, I'm waking up now. Sometimes we do when we're sleeping late. We don't normally consciously say, I'm going to go brush my teeth and plod over there. It's just an automatic thing. Or going to the bathroom, right, to relieve yourself in the morning. It's not something you, like, you consciously say, okay, and now I'm going to do this.
Yeah. Well, we only use 10% of our conscious brain. Everything is subconscious, right? So it's real, like, we have a lot of potential that we're not tapping into. Yes. So, oh my goodness. So then let me ask you, because there's people in the audience, I'm sure, are going to be like, how do I work with Marla? Like, where do I connect with her? Can you just share where it's best to connect with you?
Absolutely. So my website is Marla Goldberg, and Goldberg has two R's.com. And you can see what I do, my background, my history. You can read my blogs, my past interviews I've been on, plus my podcast. If you want to email me directly, marla@mghealer.com, and I will be able to respond to your emails. I do offer a 20-minute complimentary evaluation so we can talk, so that you could see if I resonate with you and vice versa. Because, you know, as we talked about earlier, it's really important that the people who work with us resonate with us and vice versa, that you're coming in because you want to do the work and you don't expect me to just wave my magic wand and just go poof and it's done. It's a process.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And my own curiosity is, do you, because you work in like 30 modalities, maybe 31 once you do the soul retrievals.
But actually it's over 40 right now.
Over 40 now? Oh my gosh. Wow. Okay. Thank you for correcting me. So do you combine them, like, as you feel called with your clients as you're working with them, or do they choose, like, I want to do purely SRT? How does that work?
I give them options once we start working together. Yeah. And there are times, like, and you can do a straight intuitive guidance session with me, but there's always intuitive guidance in the modalities I work with. So, I mean, you know, spirit, we're a team. Spirit and I are a team. Right. And we work together. And so I know that if I hear something, it's because I need to tell them. And I don't filter, and I don't, it's like, so I get some weird things and I just share with them. They get it. I don't get it. But it's not my job to get it. It's none of my business, actually, what I'm getting for them. It's their business, what I'm getting for them.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I wanted to say, like, because we were speaking about, like, how do you start to forgive yourself? How do you start to release anger? You know, some of the hacks, we'll call it that, of loving yourself more deeply is removing these blocks. And what I'm really hearing, Marla, is, you know, we get wounded in relationships. So it only makes sense that we heal in relationship, and working with you allows that, us to be guided and healed through spirit and through, like, really diving in deeper and understanding ourselves, not just in this lifetime, but in past lives, and clearing what may need to be cleared from karmically so that it shifts how we feel in the present moment and moving forward.
And here's the thing, if you shifted in this life and you haven't shifted karmically, it will shift the karmic past. Mm. You know, I mean, healing is not either or. a healing, because the soul is the soul from the moment of its conception. That's who the soul is. It's you. It's you as Rosalyn today. It's me as Marla today. But in my next life, I could be Xanadu. It doesn't.
That sounds fun.
It'll change, right?
So, yeah.
You know, or Isis or whomever, but we're in this body. So when we heal both front and back, which, as I mentioned, always heals the future, because if you heal it, there's nothing to bring forward.
Yeah. Sometimes when I'm opening the Akashics for my clients, when I look at past lives, sometimes speaking of powerful archetypes, right? Like they could have been a high priestess, a queen, and it's being shown to me so that they can be activated in that, like that energy of that powerful soul in this lifetime to help them with their soul purpose. So it's just so fun to really, like, this kind of work is fun. It doesn't even feel like work, right? So awesome.
It mostly doesn't feel like work. I have to tell you, you get those special ones who need a little extra spiritual kicks because they just, you know, like they want you to prove yourself. And it's like, wait a minute. I know what I've done. Mm-hmm. I don't have to prove myself. You're here for a reason.
And you know? That's a lesson, right? For them to see that. It's like, oh, how else do they show up like that in their life?
Right.
So where else are they skeptical? Where else are they not trusting? Right. And so that, I think that's such a mirror for them if they allow themselves to see it that way.
It is. It's a huge mirror. And Here's the thing that you talked about self-love. So I want to talk to you about where to start. We repress. We're repressors. We humans repress. We don't want to feel. We, you know, and I call it the Scarlett O'Hara. So if you've watched Gone with the Wind, you'll always see Scarlett O'Hara after a big something or other saying, fiddly dee, I'm not going to think about it today. I'll worry about it tomorrow. What is she doing? She's repressing it down. Why? She doesn't want to deal with it. I'm just going to put it behind me and move it forward. But until you face it and deal with it, You can't start healing from it. And that is the first initial steps. And I always like to promote really fast releasing by exertion. I always tell my clients, go get a toy bat, a Nerf bat. I always do the caveat.
Yes.
This is not for humans. This is not for animals. This is strictly for soft surface, like a mattress or a sofa or a puffed, you know, chair, you know, padded chair. And then I think this is so positive because it they're powerful because they happen so quickly. When you start using that bat and whapping it.
Yes.
Within seconds, you will start feeling things stirring. The trick to that is allow the emotions to come up and out. If you scream, use a pillow, because most of us don't live a far distance from people.
What you're talking about and my understanding of it is because we also do this in shamanism and actually had a show with Tasha Renee on it. And it's like really allowing us to be in sacred rage because we all have anger. It's a universal emotion and most of us repress it, especially as women. And with anger, like when we allow ourselves to engage in it in a really sacred way, honoring all of that, physicalizing it, in a safe way, of course, what comes through after that is raw power. And that gives us more life force energy. So I love that you are sharing this, Marla. I like love it. This is a real deal here, guys.
and it opens up your heart. Because here's the thing. If your heart's full of anger and betrayal and all these negative limiting beliefs, you can't feel love. You can't give love. When you release yourself from these things, and it's a process like everything else, that's a big word, process, because everything is. But the more you do it, the more space you give, the more space you give, the more you're able to then feel the joy, the good things, the things we're talking about, the goodness and plenty that we all have the divine right to have.
So true. And, you know, I really believe, you know, my girlfriends and I, who are all like in a similar field, healers, coaches, and we do the work, you can see when we, and these are my longer term girlfriends, we look at pictures of us 10 years and beyond, and we look younger now. Like I'm in my for early 40, I'm 41. And when I look at myself when I was 30, I just look like I'm way more radiant. And one of my girlfriends, we recently had a conversation, Timmy Harbaugh, she was my first Reiki master. Mm-hmm. And she and I were looking at her pictures, we're like, you don't even look like the same person. Like, she had no glow, and she was telling me what was happening in her life. And now she looks younger. She's so radiant. It's so amazing how much we can change when we allow ourselves to move this, our stuff through and like channel in divine light.
It's so true. We live in our sparkle, I like to say.
When, yeah.
When we're doing our work, when we're releasing, when we start feeling the joy, which I will share. Another way of getting to joy also is gratitude. Most people are not don't acknowledge what they have.
Yes.
And I'm a huge proponent, gratitude.
Me too.
Even if you feel you don't have anything, find the positive. I have a roof over my head. I have food.
Mm-hmm. I can breathe without a machine.
Yes.
Like, we literally take these things for granted, especially like if like, let's say even if we break our finger, right? Like, we don't realize how important our pinky is until we hurt it. Right? So like,
exactly.
All the little things. All right, my love. So I'd love for us in the last like 4 minutes-ish here to just really move into a closing with a mindful meditation activation. What do you feel called to channel in? Maybe it could be gratitude and feel it tuning into our hearts. Releasing what feels like it's coming through here.
Well, I think gratitude is a great place to start. I'm feeling that way because I know our time is limited. So why don't we close our eyes?
And just cue me in with the light language in the last minute.
Okay. I will do. Okay, so now I'm going to ask that you start taking some deep, slow, deep belly breaths. And I'm going to count 4 in, hold for 2, release for 6. So breathe in at 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold 2, release 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Breathe in 2, 3, 4. Hold 2, release 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. One last time. Breathe in at 2, 3, 4. Hold 2. Release 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Now keep breathing. Just follow your breath. And as you do, I'm going to ask that you see a path in front of you. And the path lights up. And you start to see yourself walking down the path. And you could be walking through a field, a lush jungle, a rainforest, off the flowers, whatever resonates with you. Keep walking down the field. I mean, down the path. And as you're walking down the path, you see a familiar figure coming to you. And you're really excited because the being coming to you, you're feeling the love of the being. And you two walk up to each other and you recognize this being is. And in conversation, your guide starts to talk to you about gratitude, about all that you have. Your guide is sharing with you all the miracles that you possess inside and around you. I'm going to give you a moment to have a conversation so that you can realize through your guide the riches that you have to be grateful for. I'm going to end it. You start to thank your guide for all the information that you've received, knowing that you can meet this guide anytime you choose. You say your farewells and you start heading back down the path.
Beautiful. I'm just going to come in and just drop in some quotes. Breathing in and out. Beautiful, my love. Stay here as long as you like. Feeling sensations, grounding yourself in what feels most aligned. Feeling the expansiveness of gratitude. Thank you so much, Marla, for being here. I really appreciate your wisdom and conversation.
And thank you, everyone out there, for being a part of this show. So grateful for you and for you.
Thank you, love. Do go connect with Marla.